You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You have a little story you want to tell me?
I do. So over the Christmas break, you know, Christmas happened. And this year, Nicole and I were like, you know what? We don't need anything except bedding. We wanted to get all new fresh bedding for our bedroom. New sheets, blankets, and comforter. So that's what we did for our big Christmas gift this year. And we bought like the Mac Daddy of all comforters. It's a real nice down comforter, Dom.
I remember you talking about it, and you were so excited.
So excited.
I've never seen a man so giddy over a comforter.
I was ready to get my snuggle on, Dom. Well, we've now been using that comforter for, I don't know, what has it been, almost 3 weeks or something since Christmas? We hate it. We hate the comforter.
What's wrong with it?
It's too much. Too much comforter. It's the thing weighs like 80 pounds.
You OC'd.
Heavy. We went too warm, I think, because there's different levels that you can buy of these down comforters.
You already sweat like crazy.
Dude, I'm kicking this thing off every night because it's like I'm sleeping in an oven or something. It's super duper hot. Nicole's really hot, so by the, you know, the morning when we wake up, this thing's on the floor because we've kicked it off. So my question is,
yes,
can I return it? Now that it's been 3 weeks, we've sweated on it, we've used it, but we don't like it. Now, I will say it is in a duvet cover, one of those, like,
yeah,
condoms. It's a blanket condom is what it is.
Uh-huh.
So, the sweating and the oils and whatever have been on the duvet and not the actual blanket itself.
Where'd you buy it?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Think
I can walk back in and say, hey, you know what, this
is
not...
You have the receipt, don't you?
We do have the receipt, but the thing is, I don't have the big plastic zipper bag that this thing came in. So I'd just be, like, throw it in a black trash bag and come in and be like, I don't like this blanket.
What if they just gave you a credit for another one?
I'd be fine with that, because I would indeed purchase another down comforter. I would just go for a lower heat level.
Well... You got nothing to lose.
I guess, but that's still kind of gross. Like, what do they do with the blanket then? Do they send it back to the factory, or do they repackage it?
Is there a way of cleaning it?
On clearance? Is that what happens? I mean, I feel a little bad because we have used it so much, but now we're like, oof,
you know,
too much.
People who work in stores would be able to tell us not only if that's okay or not,
yeah,
but some of the more foul stories they've heard.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I could settle this in a phone call and a conversation with a manager, but I just feel a little guilty that we have used this thing. It's been on our bodies, and now I want to take it back. But, you know, I guess I could take a note from my mother and return anything I damn well please.
Dude, your mom's stories are legendary. I was trying to tell Gretchen last night the story of the ham bone.
The old ham bone story, Dom.
Yeah.
From, I believe it was Easter of last year, where my mom purchased a delicious ham from Costco, cooked it up, had it for dinner. Everybody ate it. Nothing was left but the bone. But the next day she was like, you know, that ham was just too dry. It just wasn't a normal, delicious Costco ham. It was too dry. So she bagged up the bone, took it into Costco, and said, we didn't like this, even though it's gone. Mm-hmm. And they gave her money back.
Yeah, your mom has got no scruples about that kind of stuff.
She's got some cojones there to do that, man.
Yeah, I don't know. So I told Gretchen that story, and she said, yeah. She goes, when I was young and I worked for Nordstrom, and remember, Nordy's has this thing about returns that's almost legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can wear, you know, blue jeans for 3 years
wear
and then
out.
Take them back. And as Gretch put it, she goes, you just have to have the cojones to walk in and ask for that. You have to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that person. Jeremy's
mom.
We all know that person. And she goes, my favorite story is, as a young salesperson, you know, she's paid on commission. A woman came in, a younger woman, like early mid-20s, and said, I've got a job interview and I need to look my best. And so Gretch got her all outfitted in this little suit thing that was $1,400.
Pantsuit.
Right. And Gretchen's like, I got a nice commission coming.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days later, when Gretch went into work, sitting on the counter where she worked was this suit, and it looked just like the one she had sold. Turns out this lady had worn the suit to the interview, then returned it, and it was all covered with deodorant stains. You know, deodorant stuff that you rub on was all over. She goes, you could tell she had sweat in it. She had obviously spent one or two full days in this outfit.
And returned it.
Used it for what she wanted it for, and then returned it. And I thought,
Who does that?
I think just, I mean, it's probably just how you're raised. It has to be how you're raised, because there's no way I would do that.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I'm the guy who used the same pizza coupon over and over. I know before you guys call or send the emails, I get that. But that's a little different.
It's different than a $1,400
suit. Or eating
that's covered in your
the
fill.
Entire ham and taking back the remnants.
Well, you do have you blame to be wired the person or do you way? Blame some of these stores with their return policies? Like, at what point do you put your foot down and say, nah, I'm sorry?
Yeah, like, I read something many years ago that I believe with all of my heart, and it's contrary to what everyone is taught. You know the whole thing about the customer is always right?
Yeah.
I subscribe to the belief that the customer is not always right.
I am too.
I'm sorry, and then we'll get...
You say you ate the ham, ma'am.
Right. You ate it.
Ham, ma'am.
If you brought it in with 3 bites taken out of it, or 10...
Then I get it.
But down to the bone... Get out of here with that ham bone.
And well, I think Costco's a little more liberal with that stuff because it is you pay to shop there, so it's like part of the exceptional customer service that you'll receive there.
But it pisses me off because everyone who does this is raising our costs for everything.
Right.
This is not free. So, I mean, so it all has to be passed along to everybody else.
The other story I know of is, like Gretchen, you know, having a job when you're younger. I actually worked at Costco for like 3 weeks. And,
why only 3 weeks?
We don't need to talk about that.
What happened?
Oh no, it just wasn't for me.
The whole listening it just audience wasn't
for
wants
me.
To know.
It just wasn't for me. I was young. It was like high school or whatever.
Shannon and Derek, do you guys want to know why
there's no magical? There's no
Costco. They're both nodding.
I love Costco. There's no bad feelings. It just wasn't for me. It wasn't the environment for me. But I did have to help work
the
returns.
Did you run naked through the store after closing hours or something?
No, I do that now. But working the return department, somebody came in with a complete patio furniture set that they had purchased.
Mm-hmm.
The cushions, the umbrella, everything that they had purchased about 5 or 6 years prior. And they were bringing it back because the sun had faded everything so much that they didn't like the furniture anymore.
6 years?
And the cushions. 6 years later, man. And they looked it up in the system. They were in there. They had purchased it. They returned it. So they got 6 years out of a complete, you know, $1,000 patio set that the sun is naturally going to fade and deteriorate. And they brought it back in.
So what they're telling people is buy a patio set for 5 years.
Enjoy it.
Use it for free, essentially, because you can return it. Get another one.
Bring it back.
Use that for 5 years. I couldn't be this person.
I know. I couldn't wheel all that in saying, the sun, I don't like it. I could not be that person.
Tracy. Hello, Tracy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So where did you work?
I worked at Costco as well, and I only lasted like a month.
Wait a minute. Did you get fired like Jeremy?
I didn't get fired. I left.
I'm sure you got fired.
I didn't get fired. Anyway, Tracy, move on.
So it wasn't for me as well, however.
Yeah.
The two things that I remember most vividly was after the Super Bowl. So right before the Super Bowl, they'd have a big sale on TVs. TVs would be flying out of the store. And then as soon as the Super Bowl was over, you'd see lines of people with TVs bringing them back.
Oh, see, that's a jerk move.
I think it's scuzzy.
That is scuzzy.
You know, I'm with you there. The other thing is, you know how sometimes they would bring in those special vendors and you'd get a great deal on, like, really expensive things?
Yeah.
They brought in this Italian glass blower that, like, had vases and these beautiful bowls, and the bowls were started at $800 to $1,000. Someone returned one of those bowls. And I remember being curious about it because I had worked in retail before and, you know, usually it was marked down for sale and somebody else could buy it. Not at Costco. At Costco, the rule is that they can't resell it. And if they can't return it to the manufacturer, then they have to destroy it. So I witnessed my manager shattering a $1,000 Italian glass blown bowl into the garbage bin.
What a weird policy. Like, give it to somebody that works there.
If you were standing there, why didn't you just ask if you could take it?
Yeah, can I have that?
I did, because I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, why would you want to do this? You couldn't even.
Because that's eBay right there, man.
So eBay.
Exactly. Exactly. You couldn't even have a strawberry that, you know,
please.
Tracy, we got to run. Have a great day.
Thanks
okay?
for calling, Tracy.
Thanks for being on the show.
Can I just reiterate that I love Costco? I feel like we're bad. I spend so much money at Costco. I
love
make
Costco
sure we're not like
too.
Bad-mouthing
Costco. Of course,
Costco
I haven't been fired by them like
I
you were.
Stop it.
Brittany, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Hey. Morning to you. Quickly, what's the story?
My mother-in-law, we went shopping all day for a really expensive dress for her to wear to our wedding, and I told her, don't spend that much. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. She went to Nordstrom, bought, I don't even know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of jewelry and stuff for our wedding, wore it for our wedding, and then returned it the next day.
Oh, no.
Scuzzy!
No.
She spilled champagne on it. I mean, it was in bad shape.
Did she do the thing where she kept the tags on it and everything and just, like, tucked them so she could return it?
I don't think you have to do that with Nordstrom.
No, you don't, huh? You don't.
No, so she wouldn't. No, she took everything off. And,
jerk move. And
Brittany, you married into that family.
I actually really, really love her, though. She's awesome, but she's a little bit more bold than I am.
Have a great day, Brittany.
Bye, Britt.
Thanks for being on the show. Bye. We got to move quickly. Here's Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi, guys. I worked at Pottery Barn years ago, and this came in with a whole 12 set of silverware. It was gnarly looking, dirty, rusty. And she's like, I want to return this. And I said, well, do you have a receipt? I don't think we carry this stuff. She gives me the receipt. It was 15 years old. And I said, we are not going to exchange this. And my manager says, oh, yeah, we will. She has a receipt. And I said, well, what's the reason for the return? She says, well, I divorced. I don't want the silverware anymore.
She must have really needed the money.
Yes.
Must have been a bad divorce.
The big question, though, Teresa, is who keeps a silverware receipt for 15 years?
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, I cannot believe you have this receipt. I would hate to see what the house looks like if you carry
right,
on these.
Just stacks of receipts.
Hoarders. Teresa, have a great day.
Thank you for
you
that.
Too.
Thanks
Bye.
For being on the show. We're going to try to sneak in two more quickly. Lauren, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
So what do you got?
So I had a friend in college who, going through that time of our lives, decided to go on a big weight loss journey. So she would buy clothes, keep her receipts for the 90 days that they're good, and then when she did not fit in them any longer, she would exchange them for the next size down.
Wow.
It's like she's renting clothes.
Wow.
Yeah, basically renting clothes. And so they didn't, you know, the return of the excuse of they just don't fit right.
And what happens to those clothes? Do they resell them?
It's like, I hope not.
And where do they go?
Depending on the season, you probably can't resell it after 90 days because they have a new stock of inventory.
Yeah, I hope they go somewhere for like people in need or something. That's
Lauren,
crazy.
Thank you for calling the show.
Bye, Lauren.
Thank you.
We're going to try. We'll get in one more. Vince, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
So I have an acquaintance that he'll actually take time off of work, plan it ahead of time. He'll get a video game from GameStop, and they have a 7-day return policy. He'll binge play the game, beat it, and return it.
Yeah. An acquaintance, you say, huh, Vince? Yeah, a friend of mine.
I know this guy.
This guy takes off work.
First of all, nobody uses the word acquaintance unless it's them.
You're a liar, Vince. But we love you. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Thanks, dude. Wow.
Well, there's a bunch of those people out there, Jeremy.
This is going on around us, Dom.